Hey, everyone, and welcome to another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to be looking at AI for small businesses.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of people think AI, it's really just for those big tech companies.
Right.
But we're seeing more and more that it's becoming super accessible for everyone.
Absolutely.
So we're going to look at an article called Five AI Tools That Every Small Business Should Be Using Today.
Interesting.
And we'll kind of break down each one.
Yeah, let's get into it.
And how they can really make a difference for a business like yours.
And this article is written by Chris Bradley,
okay.
Co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Interesting.
And he's been in the business for over 20 years.
Wow.
And his company has been profitable for all of those years, so he definitely knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, that makes this even more credible then.
For sure.
So let's jump into the first tool on the list, which is chatbots.
Okay.
We've all seen them popping up all over websites.
Right.
But have you ever thought about how a chatbot could actually transform your customer service?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about it. You basically have like a virtual employee who's working 24/7.
Right.
They never sleep.
They don't need any breaks.
No coffee breaks.
Yeah.
And they can just answer all those frequently asked questions that you get all the time, like, what are your hours? Or do you ship internationally?
It's stuff that you don't really need a human to answer.
Exactly. And that frees up your team.
To do the more important stuff.
Exactly.
Stuff that requires a human.
Yeah, that personal touch.
Exactly. Okay, so moving on, the article also talks about virtual personal assistants,
mm-hmm.
or VPAs.
Okay.
We're all familiar with them in our personal lives, right?
Yeah, Siri, Alexa, Google Assistant.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But they can actually be powerful tools for businesses, too.
For sure, because VPAs are getting more and more sophisticated, you know?
They can schedule appointments.
Draft emails.
Make purchases for you.
I mean,
think of all the time you could save.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. So let's get into something a little more complex. Predictive analytics. Now, this sounds very sci-fi.
It does.
But it's actually a really powerful tool for businesses.
Absolutely. And a lot of people are using it already.
So how does it work?
So basically, predictive analytics, it's like a way to anticipate what's going to happen next.
Okay.
It uses past data to identify patterns and trends,
okay.
which helps you kind of predict the future.
So give me an example.
So let's say you own a subscription box service.
Okay.
Predictive analytics could tell you which customers are probably going to cancel.
Oh, wow.
And then you can reach out to them with an offer, maybe?
Before they leave.
Exactly.
Wow, that's really cool.
It's like a crystal ball.
Yeah. But instead of magic, it's data.
Exactly.
I like it. Now, I know marketing can be a huge time suck for small business owners.
It is.
So let's talk about how AI can help with marketing automation.
Okay, yeah. So marketing automation, it's really about taking all those repetitive tasks off your plate.
Okay.
Things like sending out email campaigns, scheduling social media posts, you know, nurturing leads.
That sounds like a dream.
It is.
That sounds amazing.
It is. It's like having a whole team of virtual assistants doing all the stuff you don't want to do.
That frees you up to do the more important things.
Yeah, focus on strategy and the creative stuff.
So the last tool on the list is image recognition.
Okay.
And this goes beyond just tagging your friends on Facebook.
Yeah, this is way more advanced than that.
Right. So how does this work for businesses?
So AI can actually recognize and classify objects in images.
Okay. So you don't have to go through and tag everything yourself.
Exactly. It can save you so much time.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
And the article actually mentions that the cost of this AI technology is coming down.
It is.
So it's becoming more accessible than ever.
Yeah. It's really leveling the playing field now. You know, small businesses can use the same technology as the big guys.
And that's a huge game changer.
Absolutely.
So it really is an exciting time for small businesses to be able to take advantage of this.
Oh, absolutely. It's game changing.
But I'm curious what this shift towards AI really means for the future of small businesses.
Well, I think one of the key takeaways is that it's making technology more accessible.
Right.
You know, in the past, all these fancy tools were only for big companies with tons of money.
Right. Only the big guys.
Exactly. But AI is changing that now even the smallest businesses can compete.
It's like everybody has access to the same tools now.
Exactly. It's a level playing field.
Which is amazing. And that opens up so many possibilities for new businesses to innovate and be creative.
Oh, for sure. I mean, just think about it. A solopreneur working from home.
Right.
They can now have a whole team of virtual bots and assistants doing all the busy work.
That's incredible.
It's like having superpowers.
It really changes the whole definition of what it means to be a small business.
Yeah.
And it's not just about efficiency either.
No.
AI can help businesses be more creative.
Right. Oh, for sure.
And offer more personalized experiences.
Absolutely. Like, Imagine you own a small clothing boutique.
Okay.
You could use AI image recognition to let your customers upload photos of outfits they like. And then the AI could suggest similar items from your store.
So it's like a personal stylist for every customer.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
But with all this talk about AI taking over tasks, it's natural to wonder what happens to the humans.
Right. Will robots take our jobs?
Exactly. Does AI replace human jobs?
That's the big question everyone's asking.
Yeah.
But it's important to remember AI is a tool.
Right.
It's here to help us, not replace us.
Okay.
It's like this AI can handle all the boring, repetitive stuff.
Like scheduling social media.
Exactly. And that frees us humans up to focus on things that require creativity and thinking.
The stuff that AI can't do. So
Exactly.
it's more about humans and AI working together.
It's a collaboration.
Okay, I like that.
And you know, it's important to remember that just because we can automate something doesn't mean we should.
Right.
We still need to be mindful of how we use AI.
And make sure that it aligns with our values.
Exactly. The human element is still so crucial.
So things like building relationships and really understanding customer needs.
Yeah, that's where humans excel.
And coming up with creative solutions.
Right.
Those are all things that AI can't really replicate.
Not yet, at least.
So it sounds like the key is to find that sweet spot
Yeah.
where AI can enhance our human abilities,
Exactly.
not overshadow them.
I like that.
Okay, so let's shift gears a bit and talk about you, the listener.
Okay.
We've covered a lot of information
A
here,
lot.
but how can you actually apply all of this to your own business?
Right. That's the big question.
Exactly.
Well, I think the first step is to think about which areas of your business could benefit from AI.
Okay.
Where are you spending most of your time doing repetitive tasks?
Or what are some of your biggest pain points?
Yeah.
You know?
Like exactly what's keeping you up at night.
Exactly. What do you wish you could just hand off to somebody else?
And don't be afraid to experiment a little.
Right.
Try out different tools. There are tons of resources available.
And a lot of them have free trials.
Exactly. See what works for
And
you.
remember, you don't need to become an AI expert overnight.
No, just start small.
Pick one or two things.
Maybe one area where you think AI could really help.
And go from there.
Yeah. And remember, the world of AI is constantly changing.
Right, it's moving so fast.
So stay curious
Stay informed.
and be open to new possibilities.
So as we wrap up this deep dive on AI for small businesses, we want to leave you with one final thought.
Sure.
What area of your business could benefit most from using AI?
Yeah.
And what's the first step that you can take to explore that?
What's that one thing you can do right now to get
Exactly.
it started?
Maybe it's just adding that chatbot to your website.
Right, so you don't have to answer the same questions a million times.
Exactly. Or maybe it's using predictive analytics
Oh,
to
yeah.
make sure you have enough inventory for the holidays.
So you're gonna run out?
Exactly. And remember, you don't have to do everything at once.
No, start small.
Pick one or two things to focus on.
Yeah, just one thing.
And I think you'll be really surprised
I think so too.
at how much of a difference even a small change can make.
Absolutely.
The world of AI is evolving so quickly.
It's moving fast.
It's really an exciting time to be a small business owner.
It is.
So stay curious, stay informed,
Yeah.
and most importantly, stay open to all those possibilities.
Be open to the
We
possibilities.
hope this deep dive has given you some inspiration
Yeah.
and some practical tips
For
to
sure.
start incorporating AI into your business.
For sure.
To start incorporating AI into your business.
Have fun with it.
Until next time,
Yeah.
keep learning
Keep innovating.
and keep diving deep.
See you next time.